So you can, like, increase the difficulty with your pull-ups and, like, work on hanging just by your fingertips and all that stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
So...
I got my tea. I'm down this tea.
So the priestess,
straight down.
Talks at the stranger, specifically, and she looks at him and says, She says that she cannot place... She says that she cannot place where the stranger is from, either. She says it's odd, and... though not uncommon.
It's not like you've forgotten, stranger, have you?
The stranger... kind of shrugs, and he says he doesn't know if he ever knew.
Oh.
He kind of... He looks a little ashamed of this, but he's just like... It was... never really important where I was at any time.
That's kind of weird, stranger.
That's almost as bad as you.
Almost. Not quite, though. At least I know where I came from. Kind of.
He shrugs again and he kind of says, why would it be important?
To know your background?
The priestess merely says that, she thinks that difficult things will happen. Difficult things might happen in the future.
Oh, no shit.
Are you interrupting her fortune?
No.
She says that difficult trials will be ahead, especially if he would, if he wishes to, if he wishes to chase his dreams. The stranger looks troubled by this, but nods and stays quiet. And he sips more of his tea. And she reminds you all to stop when you've left only to the tea leaves. And then she says, "Who's next?" Q. And then she's not gonna look at your tea leaves yet, but she's moving around pebbles and stuff. It says, from where you're from, there's much going on in your home place, in your birthplace. And that she thinks that you, while you're on this adventure, you'll find the answers you're looking for. It's very vague. In general, you'll find the answers you're looking for, and just as normal, the answers for you are still written in stone.
But that makes me scared about what I have to go through in order to get to that stone. Okay.
Perhaps the stone is Moradin.
She asks, "Who's next?"
Is Moradin an elf?
Moradin is not an elf.
It's not going to be Moradin then.
But perhaps it is written in Moradin.
Makes sense.
Is he stone?
Moradin is stone, and yet not of stone. He is the stone.
She turns to arrows. She says, finish your tea, but she'll see what she can come up with. She says, like the stranger, you're from here and there. But also when and where.
Pretty good.
She also mentions that your ability to break things has come in handy in the past and will continue to come in handy in the future. But maybe you need to learn how to make things for once.
Karo comes over, the Eros. Moradin is the stone, and yet he is also the craftsman. The gods have much in store for you.
No, I
don't. He's taking it back.
What?
Is he taking it back, or
no,
is he just finally walking?
No, he just nods. It's like this.
Thank you, Kuro.
She asks if everyone would like to be nice.
This is bumping and all this stuff.
Are we sitting at a table?
No. You're just, well, there is a table, and there are seats, but you haven't said that you sat down or anything.
No, we're all sits down.
There are, like, there's, like, saucers and plates. And saucers and teacups. It's Everett's turn. The priestess is discussing. Priestess says that she cannot place where you're from either.
What?
But, this will open new doors for you. And these travelers, she looks as Eros cocks his crossbow. These travelers are an interesting group, and they'll expand your horizons. And that you'll see new colors. You might see new colors for your craft with your travels.
Koro's coming over. you are a craftsperson, young Ever. I should have noticed before. Shame upon me. Moradin, as I have said, to Eros is the craftsman.
Is Ever hiding behind this teacup?
Guide. Moradin is lover of fine craft, of purpose, of beautifully sculpted things. Turn to Moradin for guidance.
Guess I gotta learn something new.
Learning?
I'm kidding. I didn't
learning? You want to do learning? We can do learning. It's my favorite thing.
How is it that three people in the party are creeping on people individually? You're creeping on everyone. You're creeping on now ever, like, learning? And you're clearly creeping on this priestess. The stranger is sitting in front of me like this. So, so the three members of the three, like, standard members of the party, three here, are like, yes, get involved, and strangers like this, and Eros like,
Eros, no. Eros is going, Foxy, and Q's like, learning.
Eros is
Moradin.
Moradin.
Everything is Moradin in it. There'll be a piece of toast. This toast, and there'll be a face in the toast. This toast must have been made by Moradin.
It's all mystical.
The priestess continues on with the fortune telling of Kuro. Has Kuro touched his tea? Or has...
No, he's waiting. Because he had to advise everybody.
He had to advise everyone. That's what it's
like. Right. It's only dignified that he has his fortune told last. Since he needed to give his... advice, important advice to everybody else.
Maybe the stone.
Okay, he'll drink his tea now.
Lord.
So he's drinking his tea. He says, don't forget to leave the tea, the leaves. Just waiting. She knows where Kuro has been and where he will. She doesn't know where he will be, but she says that many questions that he's asked in this place, and she thinks that if he looks around, maybe he'll find answers closer to what he's looking for. It's very vague, but she suggests that the festival might lead to new horizons.
You know what Kuro is thinking about. So every time the priestess said something, If you look around for Moradin, you may find what you're looking for, which is Moradin. The answers are all around. Like Moradin. And the festival will contain what you are looking for.
So you're going to read her tea leaves?
She nods again and then asks you to look at me. So, going around, the stranger's tea leaves have settled in a perfect circle.
Oh.
Kuro's tea leaves, I'm just going to jump around, Kuro's tea leaves have settled more in like, almost a diamond shape. But like it goes denser as it hits the center.
Okay.
So it's like
nested diamonds.
Yeah.
Like a curved diamond.
Oh. Okay.
Like it's a diamond like a square kind of shape, but the way he's holding it, it's like that.
Yeah.
But it's like less dense until you get to the center. It's like denser in the center.
So, as far as like how many leaves there are, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like shaded.
It's like almost shaded, darker in the center than the outside.
Are you drawing them?
Is it like...
Yeah, that's a shape. It's about the shape. And then it's more dense in the center than it is on the outside.
Okay.
Yeah, as it nears the center, it like gets really dense.
No, that's ugly. No!
No, I got it.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'll redraw it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Evers, Q's tea leaves have settled in the shape of, actually quite in the shape of a stone that the, it's correct, it's teardrop shape.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the shape of a teardrop.
Oh.
Wait, whose was the diamond?
Kuro's.
Okay.
Diamond that goes denser in the center.
And I recognize this kind of, like, similarity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very easily.
What does it look like?
I'll draw it for you. Like, that sort of precious stone, the teardrop?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's more like...
The hell is that?
I can't draw it.
It's a boring...
There you go.
There. Okay.
Whenever it looks at this, it looks kind of like a glob of like molten glass. You know, when it drips and is left like a small tail. Stuff like that. Interestingly, Ever's tea leaves have settled into kind of a tube that they use for glass blowing. It just like a very, very thin shape with a little ball at the end, almost. Used for crossbow. And Eros's is clearly in the shape of a crossbow. His tea leaves are settled in the shape
what of a crossbow.
What the hell? Yeah, it makes sense.
It is very, very clearly a crossbow.
It's a penis.
You see my poop.
She says that the stranger has become sullen. The stranger has become sullen, and he sits back and is wide eyed. Looks like he's thinking very hard.
What's wrong, stranger?
He shakes his head. The priestess says that you need to look for answers. The answers you're looking for. I'm sorry. The first step towards your answers are to look for the symbols in your tea leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And that she'll ponder your specific fortunes more. And that you should come back at a later time. Because there's a lot of stories to tell, a lot of things to sift through, a lot of things to think about. Nothing you, not as much that you don't know now, but to come back later so that she can says during the festival, especially on bright moon day, bright clone day.
Is that tomorrow?
She says it won't be around. It won't be for almost a fortnight.
Okay. We'd have to be here for a while then. Well, does anyone have anything else to do here?
I must consult. Okay, so Koro all this time has been talking, but while he's consulting, he would like to assess the how senior in the Holy Order the priestess is.
The priestess. Does anybody remember the priestess's name?
I forget.
I know.
Without rolling history.
I'll let Ross try to remember.
Wait.
Severdine, Serenity, Severin.
Man, too many girls, man. Carabiner. No. Saran. Rep.
Maurice. It's Maurice.
So, Curl would like to determine how senior the priestess cadence.
The priestess cadence, yeah.
Is within the Church of Saint.
Yeah.
Our royal religion.
What is the poor religion? It's 27. It's 27?
27,
yeah.
Okay. He can sense that he has not yet met. So, how high is his. The father who, you know, the priest who commands him.
He is in charge of everything in that area, in that particular Mount Emberstair. I guess there are multiple Mount Emberstairs in the world.
So is he like a bishop?
He's like an abbot.
He's like an abbot. Is that higher than a bishop or
no?
No. And cardinals
of like, it's sort of a monastery, you know, so like there's a monastery, right? Temple, monastery. Right? And so they're kind of outside of the hierarchy. They have absolute power over their...
Over the region.
Over their that region where they are.
Okay.
But they're not attached. They're not firmly within the hierarchy of the temple.
I see. What Kuro can determine is that this is this priestess is rather senior. Is rather senior as a whole.
Is she more of a missionary, or is she more of or someone in the
like well known in the order?
Within the order, yeah.
He can't determine that.
Okay.
He can determine that she is well versed in her church, extremely well versed.
Okay.
How would I put this? He hasn't met someone of Moradin quite as senior as her.
Okay.
So that, or maybe even half as senior as her.
Wow.
So does he get more of a sense of a theologian, a sage, a scholar, or a kind of vicar kind of thing, deal?
Theologian
scholar is the same thing. So a theologian scholar.
Somewhere between the...
Right. A sage is like kind of like a hermit on a mountain, right? The sage is kind of like what Kuro's master is.
A combination, old man. A combination of a vicar, theologian, and sage.
Okay, so as a vicar, she has authority over people, right? But she's also well-respected through her own independence. Things. Okay.
So she would have she could flex authority if she needed to, more like.
Right.
That's the impression he gets from merely from her, like the number of seemingly right. powerful trinkets.
In our world, she would have, you know, she'd be someone in the organization, but she'd also be a published author on the side and well respected.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Something like that.
But not like a TV celebrity, just like okay. So, Kuro's question has to do with his theory about the dreams.
Okay.
And as usual, he's just going to blurt it out without,
right.
you know, after some blah, blah, blah introduction.
So, he talks about, what does he talk about exactly? Just go.
Yes. So in conclusion, we all witnessed a tree. But in my version of this dream, I beheld the gods dancing around the tree. And now my theory is as follows. Eros here, with his brain damage, which has caused him to incur tremendous amounts of narcissism, does not have a concept of the gods, except from what he knows himself. Q, who prizes knowledge above all things, has a conception of the gods as scholars, which is not entirely incorrect. The youth ever here is too young and unfortunately has not yet had a chance to have or contemplate the nature of the gods. The stranger, in any case,
Why don't you go talk to Abby and see when you guys are having dinner?
No, we're having a snack here.
Moradin.
Yeah.
Moradin.
Moradin. This is not enough for Kuro. Kuro is always like this. If you look at the picture.
Is that the default picture?
That's a default picture for the Invoker.
Oh my god.
And I just used it. I said, okay. This is Kuro.
So the question of the tree.
Yes, of the tree. What is your opinion of this dream? Does my theory compel you that they are all having visions of the gods?
At this point, the priestess gives a quite a large laugh, and she says, "Absolutely not."
Oh, damn!
Then what did Kuro say?
How does Kuro react to that?
She says, "Absolutely not."
Kuro becomes very troubled. But did I not also see?
He doesn't get very serious about this.
Super serious. Did I? Did I myself not see around that tree the very form of the gods?
She is smiling, and She finally just kind of unclips the veil because she's like she's been sucking it in while laughing. She just unclips it and puts it down. This is mean. Just shakes her head. She's super hot.
Does she have horrible teeth?
No, she
underneath the shirt. Giant.
No, she.
And Ross goes.
She's very amused by this, and she says, "You saw what you could perceive around the tree. What each of you saw was important, and what you were attuned to.
Myself,
nothing forever."
She shrugs.
Yeah.
Wait, but Everett, you didn't see anything else around the tree, right? You just saw the tree.
Everett, there is still time for you to become attuned to.
Is it too late for me, Kuro?
The gods have not given up on you. This is why, part of the reason why I am here.
Oh my god.
Stand firm. Stand firm despite your brain damage.
I'm very firm right now.
Kuro just has a very sad look on his face.
What do you mean?
You're just nodding and looking.
See ya. Have a good week. You're leaving, right? Yeah.
See you later, man.
See
ya.
Good night.
See ya, Grant. So Kuro's just nodding at Eros.
Yeah.
Okay.
Q is asking a question.
Q's out of questions right now, actually. He's kind of... How do I think about this, though? We can only perceive... Have you ever seen that tree before, ever?
Asked you this.
History.
I actually asked him this question, but I forget.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Oh,
15. Ever dreamt of a tree a long, long time ago?
Right.
Same one?
I remember.
Same one? Different one? Have you seen it before?
I think it was the same.
Is she hot or not? I can see her face now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goro just is not saying the gods. He's just fascinated by Ever's mention that Ever seen the tree before.
This fellow is a super raging hard on right now.
I mean, Eros
is just sitting there. Just like,
I mean, granted, Eros, what has Eros been with? Eros has been with House Ever Green for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then before that.
Yeah, he's like a sailor.
It's like a sailor.
The
what
sailor
is
the
Eros right now?
It was like Gunther.
It's actually his crossbow, though. he's hiding it in the
crossbow. So, Candace, are you single?
And I'm going to look at... Q looks at the stranger.
Tinder.
What's... How about your cup? What did you have? I got the same, for some reason.
Stranger puts his in the center.
What is it?
It's the circle. Perfectly,
it's the circle.
A perfect circle. Like, it's not, like, the leaves in any of them are kind of scattered. But here, it's a perfect circle. Like, even Eros is like, you don't have to squint that much. You're like, this is shaped like a crossbow. Oh, look, it even has a trigger. But the stranger's is a perfect circle.
What do these symbols mean, Candace? Was it based on what you were telling us before about where we're from or where we're going to go?
Cadence.
The priestess name is Cadence.
The priestess is amused at this in general and simply says that she thinks that following the symbols will help you more than her telling you what to do. Discovering for yourself. But they're good hints of where to follow, where to go.
I think Catherine's right.
Yeah.
The brain damage, perhaps it is spreading. Kuro's investigating the stranger's cup since he's been looming over everybody, right? Trying to say the gods at every possible moment. and he's interested in the stranger's circular formation. This looks like
a circle.
The same shape I must make when preparing the materials for the Hand of Fate.
Caden says, yes, it's called a circle.
Yes.
What's with the... What do you
yes.
look so... What do you look so
That's
down
correct.
With, stranger? I've never seen you so...
Yeah, stranger, what's going down?
Can I roll thinking about the circle and the fact that he had a dream about the tree?
Yes.
I don't know what I'm rolling, but...
What'd you roll?
A one. I did stop it with my hand accidentally.
It's okay. You remember lots of circles. Lots of different circles. You see...
It's not like you remember nothing.
You think of sand being drawn in a circle. You think of dancing around a pole, pulling on a scarf with people until it wraps around. You think of glass blowing. You think of wheels. You think of... You think of balls, actually. You think of, like, throwing them balls. And you think of a tent.
I'm sorry, Priestess.
Oh, no. Kuro has a new theory. It's like the Illuminati theory. The circles. In my dream, the gods were arranged in a circle around the tree.
There were no circles in my dream.
The Hand of Fate. The components must be arranged in a circle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's another thing. My disc is also circular.
A circle!
And my crossbow. It's a circle.
It's brain damage. Kuro just has brain damage look. He doesn't say anything.
So,
alright.
Very awkward silence
in
the room.
She says, the priestess says, well, I think it's time for you guys to go. I've been sitting in here for a while.
Yeah, this guy's gotta leave.
Kuro will go.
Huh?
I must ask you for guidance. As a senior member of the Holy Order, although it is not my own, what must I do here to serve? To best serve? To best follow? The gods.
Cadence just nods and says, just, go to the festival. She looks at you. She says, you might want to talk to a gem cutter. She looks at you. Maybe wait on things. She looks at you. She says, look for things you're familiar with. And she says the same thing to the stranger. Look for things you're familiar with. Essentially, she looks at all of you. Look for things that drive your own ambitions and look for things that you are familiar with. In the case of Kuro, she suggests that Kuro might not find anything here in charity, but he should look for symbols. Perhaps
a circle.
Perhaps if he thinks circles are important, he should look for circles. Then she also says, perhaps you should also look for hidden cubes.
Why?
Is the cube hidden within a circle?
Okay, that's some of the questions for you. I think you're tired today.
Okay.
So let's all go.
The priestess nods and says, she'll have more... ponder on your fortunes and try to give you more information later, but first you must look for yourselves, because Sainine is not one to spoil how fate unravels. She is only there to shed some light on it.
The light of the moon, which is a circle.
Yes, it is a
circle. Get up.
I thank you, great priestess.
Get off.
This meeting
walks out of the tent.
Oh.
Was very influential. I thank you on behalf of my order. I shall heed your advice.
As you leave, everybody rolls.
In the name of Moradin, blah 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 blah.
Can I get a kiss goodbye?
Blah blah blah.
I'm gonna push Kuro out of the tent. I'm gonna while he's talking, I'm gonna have
him step out.
Like
Aaron's
gonna go.
Yeah, he's on the disc. He's on the disc. I make him step up on the disc while he's still talking.
Away from you,
and he's like,
she's putting away the
Kuro's like this.
Cups.
Yeah.
I thank you in the name of Holy Morden, most stars.
And as you you're gonna try and catch her. She brushes past you, kind of so if your arm is out, she just kind of like pushes through you and puts things away.
Alright. Let's see how it is.
We're rolling insight?
Yes, everybody roll
insight. I got a 27.
Oh my god.
17.
Yeah, Kuro got the same thing.
27?
Okay. 17. While he's 20
something.
Babbling on.
23.
Q's done.
So Q. Okay, this is what. As a whole, especially if the party convenes outside and huddles as they normally do, this is what has been gathered. So Kuro said that she was a senior priestess, a senior member of Savian's Church.
Yeah, Kuro is also noting the shape of their huddle, which is
a circle.
Oh my god!
Is everyone in the middle of the huddle? Everyone's huddling around Ever. Ever's just looking up.
How tall is Ever?
It's 5'5".
It's 5'5".
Okay, so this is what has been determined by your general insight checks. The priestess was being serious to start, but was quickly losing her composure and was laughing at all of you. Not in a bad way, but she just found it fun. She found it fun and hilarious. Just kind of like a playful thing.
I'm playful
with her. Eros notes several times that she was incredibly hot.
I'm down.
How old was the priestess?
She looks very young.
I'm down.
Like.
What was Kuro's impression of the priestess, the race of the priestess?
Like him, his impression, especially when she took off her veil, is that she is more than one soul. One of the dream world and one of the not. He understands that she's likely not human. Or elven.
That's pretty hot, actually.
Maybe like a threesome.
Is she a deva? Like,
no.
With the memory of a thousand lifetimes?
No.
Was she born on the slopes of Mount Emberstair when, during the eclipse, when the moon turned as red as blood?
No.
Right. Just making sure.
So I don't know.
He meets a lot of people, and like he's Kuro's a member of like the Mount Emberstair Eclipse Club, right? There are multiple Mount Emberstairs in the world, right?
So to give an example of the skin tone of a Kalashtar, it's something like this. It's
okay.
Very exotic looking.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess like a half Asian, like half Filipino.
It's pretty dark compared.
This is actually also a darker picture. She's a lot more fair than this.
Yeah.
But the tone of her skin
is
almost, there's a little bit of a gray complexion to it.
Eros doesn't discriminate.
No, he doesn't.
Do you
the impression
down there?
The impression that you got is that she's very, the impression that you got is that she was quite honest with you, but not giving all the information that she had.
Okay.
Do I think about this too?
Yes. Oh. She's clearly not getting all the information she had. She was playful in her responses. She wants you to come back again another day. She specifically mentioned Brightcomb Day. She'd not make excuses for not giving you any information, because it seemed like she didn't have to. But you do know that she straight up ignored things that were
incorrect.
No, she would point out things that were incorrect. For example, two instances where she pointed out was incorrect. She pointed out that Q was wrong about what? Do you remember?
The symbols and the moon access, like some sort of... Because their symbol is present?
Yeah.
Because their symbol is present, then they're able to be present too. But no.
She shook her head and she said, no, she's here to pay tribute. It's merely it. And for Kuro's interpretation that his dream, like everyone was seeing who they considered the gods, she also says it's completely incorrect. They were seeing what they could and what they could comprehend, but it was not an interpretation of the gods.
Okay, what else is...
Also, you should probably note down what symbols you got. I mean, Eros. It's not
Eros is...
He carries it around with him.
I've noted.
Hmm?
I read it.
Okay. All right, is a party for you to discuss among themselves?
Yeah, party is for you to discuss. And the final thing you got is that it was colder in the tent than it is outside.
Is this something that's familiar to Kuro?
No.
That the area of a temple is cold?
It's not always cold. Although, since he is definitely into the various churches, Sane, Moonbow does deal with radiant and
yes
cold domains.
Hmm. Well, gentlemen,
what?
We have to go back to the guild. It is almost nighttime.
It's clearly nighttime, and you can see in the sky.
It's nighttime.
Kuro's noting the moons, which are circles.
Is tomorrow something in particular?
Yes. It's the first day of the festival. So,
pleasure to bad guys.
Go home.
Ever. You must. Ever. I must know what circles lie in this town. In particular, circles that conceal diamonds, which may conceal cubes. Do you know of any?
Can we try that?
I'm going home.
Perhaps the diamonds conceal the circles.
Let's go.
Which conceal the cubes.
Ever walks home.
I'm gonna put Kuro back on the desk. And just start walking.
So whenever Kuro, this is like the Illuminati video, right? There's a sign that has like an O, right? Circle zooms in. Circle. there's another sign that has like a diamond inside a circle. Circle with a diamond in it. And he's like, we must go there. There. What is that place? What is this place?
And meanwhile, he's just floating along.
He's floating along. Because every time he says that, he sees a different circle.
Eros wants to get on this too.
Bye, ever.
The stranger's gonna live. Simply
see you later.
Ever, where are you going?
Make one more perception check.
Tomorrow we must hunt for circles.
24.
The crossbow in your teacup had a much longer handle than your own. It was much like more like long.
I don't like that.
Than your own crossbow.
I'll have to go
there. You're going home?
I'll go
to home. In your bathroom. Okay, I think take a break there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I think that's a lot of information, a lot of interesting information.
I would like to go back to the guild and sleep.
Sounds like a good idea.